Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry, takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Last week in our coming days study, we finished with a 3,500-year-old prophecy coming true. Let's continue with America, China, and the Tribulation, Part 1 today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, we're looking at a book that I wrote called Coming Days, and I hope that you are following along with us in this study as we go between the books. We have a study, usually between books that we study of the Bible. We just finished out the book of Nahum, and now we're on these prophetic themes. And this whole book, Coming Days, is on prophetic themes. Now you say, well, Brother Bloom, I would like to have that book. And we'd be happy to send it to you. The cost would be $10. That'll take care of the book and shipping and handling. So if you'd like to receive the book, then we ask for a gift of $10, and we will get that book to you. We're so glad for you to be able to read that book and to have it for reference in the future. It might even be a good book that you want to give to someone for a present. Down the road, Christmas is a long way down there, but you can still give it as a present to someone. Okay, and so it could be a birthday, it could be your pastor. Whatever it is, I would encourage you to not only read it, but get a copy to give to someone, and it may help them in various areas. Now, in a few minutes, we're going to be looking at America, China, and the Tribulation. Now, a good thing here I want to share with our listeners. Our church services are always live streamed Sunday morning at 11 o'clock Eastern, Sunday evening at 6 o'clock Eastern, and then Wednesday night at 7 o'clock Eastern. So we're on there. And really, if you go to that centralbaptistocala.org website, the best two viewing places to click onto for the services on that site is either on Facebook, which is in the left-hand column, and also YouTube. And then you can see the services as well as to hear them and enjoy the great music and everything else that is involved. Also, we have a radio station, WEYG, and you have a cellular device on which you'd like to put that on. You can just have a free app to it, and that app is WTYG. Just go to your appropriate app store and type that in, and it's free. I use that when I go to Israel, and it's a great help. So if during these things that are going on in America right now, your church is not having services and you would like to be a part of our church services, then you're welcome to watch. Now, let me say, I'm probably not handsome like your pastor is. As someone has told me, I have a face for radio. So I would just say, you can though see what is the face behind the voice, and you may like it or may not like it. But that brings me to something else. I would like to ask you to consider going with me to Israel. And I've been announcing this. Now, people with the COVID-19 thing that's going around the world today wonder, are you still going to Israel? Well, don't forget, the Israel trip will be November 30th through December 8th. So that will be well over and a good time to go. And by the way, Israel is probably the leader in working on cures and things of that nature, that great medical place over there. So that's even better to go. But let me just say this. We would love to have you go. You don't have to be a member of my church to go. And you don't really even have to be a Baptist. We welcome you to go, and we'd love to have you with us. We visit all these biblical sites that you've read about or heard about. Maybe was taught in Sunday school. You've heard preachers. Maybe you saw a movie. And they all are about Bible places We think of the Sea of Galilee where Jesus walked on the water. We think there of Mount Calvary, the mountain where Elijah offered the sacrifice in which fire was called down from heaven to consume it. Whereas the worshipers of Baal, they couldn't do anything. And so they end up dying. And so we'll look at that, the Valley of Armageddon. Boy, you hear about Armageddon. Well, we'll actually not only see that valley, we'll actually drive through it. So that'll be something as well. We will go to Masada. Some of you watched the movie. We'll be in En-Gedi, where David hid from Saul. We'll go to the Valley of Elah, where David killed Goliath. And then we'll also see Qumran, where the scrolls were found, as well as the Dead Sea. And then in Jerusalem. Oh, my goodness. Do you realize they have the very hall? They know exactly the judgment hall. It's not guessing. It's not somebody saying, well, we believe this was the place. No. Excavations and everything shows Pilate's judgment hall. There's no denying of it. Even for those who deny Christ, who deny the Bible, would say, yes, this is the judgment hall of Pilate because of the excavations that have proved that to be. And so you go with us somewhere as you sit in that hall within 50 feet. Now, we don't know where in the hall that he was whipped with the Roman cat of nine tails, those 39 stripes, but we do know that's the hall. So wherever you're sitting in that hall, in that building, you're within 50 feet of where our Savior was beaten with the whip. And with his stripes, we are healed. We'll go to Golgotha, and we'll see the empty tomb. And there's so many other places that we visit during this time, some of those places like Capernaum and those that surround the Galilee. And we want you to come and be a part of it. So how do you get on it? Well, you go to our website, and you can see it, centralbaptistocala.org. If you just scroll down just a little bit near the top, in the center of the page, you'll see a thing about the Israel experience, the trip there to the Holy Land. And click on it. You can actually register online and do everything if you want to, or you can mail it in. You can fill out the forms and mail them in to me, or you can just do it online. It's very secure. Now, also, let me say this, that if you want to go, I need to have everybody, your full payment, everything in by August the 20th. I'd really like for you to send a deposit, if you would, of at least $300. And again, you're welcome to come. Of course, you have to have your passport. You don't have to have a visa. All you have to have is a passport, but you're welcome to come with us. And again, those dates are November 30th through December 8th of 2020. Hey, come and go with us. We would love to have you. Take your Bibles and turn to Revelation 16, the very last book of the Bible, Revelation chapter 16. And we want to begin with verse 12. Revelation chapter 16 and verse 12. And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are spirits of devils, working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. Now, if you will, take your Bibles and go back to Revelation chapter 9. Revelation chapter 9, and we'll begin reading with verse 13. Revelation 9 and verse 13. And the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the sixth angel, which had the trumpet, loose the four angels, which are bound in the great river Euphrates. And the four angels were loosed, which were prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year for to slay the third part of men. And the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000. That's 200 million in that army. and I heard the number of them. And thus I saw the horses in the vision, and them that sat on them, having breastplates of fire, and of jacinth, and of brimstone. And the heads of the horses were as the heads of lions, and out of their mouth issued fire and smoke and brimstone. And by these three were the third part of men killed, by the fire, and by the smoke, and by the brimstone which issued out of their mouths. For their power is in their mouth, and in their tails, for their tails were likened to serpents, and had heads, and with them they do hurt. And the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues, yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils, and idols of gold, and silver, and brass, and stone, and of wood, which neither can see, nor hear, nor walk. Neither repented they of their murders, nor their sorceries, nor of their fornications, nor of their thefts. Now shall we pray. Father, as we look into this passage, we realize we read of events in a period called the tribulation. It's our desire that we could save, or that you would save through the preaching of your word today, any soul that's here without Christ that may end up going through this tribulation that you want to save us from. May our hearts and minds be awakened to the truths of God's word in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. People often wonder, is America in prophecy? Do we see her active in the tribulation? Actually, of nearly 200 countries in the world, you don't see that many countries mentioned in the tribulation lore. So, in the United States, we really don't see her mentioned or in any way indicated. I have preached sermons that are on our website, www.sermonaudio.com/Central Baptist. I have one sermon that I preached back on September 5th of 2010, titled The 3,500-Year Prophecy Coming True. And from the book of Deuteronomy, that sermon talks about the prophecy 3,500 years ago of oil being discovered in Israel, in both land and sea, and we've seen that coming to pass in this day. We also have extensive study on Ezekiel 38 and 39. Ezekiel 38 and 39 talks about Russia and her coalition. And if you go on the Sermon Audio site, you can just click on the sermon by scripture or by Bible, and you get down to Ezekiel 38 and 39, you'll see all those sermons on that. As a matter of fact, same website, Sermons by Bible, we have over 300 sermons on the book of Revelation, verse by verse. And so I'm saying all that just to say that the Bible, for over 2,000 years now, has told us of things that are actually coming to pass in our day. We know that Russia comes with her allies at the first part of the tribulation to go against Israel, and they'll be defeated soundly by the hand of God.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for